WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
CD box sets have become popular holiday gift items, so we've asked our jazz critic, Kevin Whitehead, to choose a couple to review. Today he has a review of a box set of Charles Mingus's Atlantic recordings. Bassist and composer Charles Mingus had already made some fine records before he began recording for the Atlantic label in 1956. But the albums he made for that company over the next 6 years, including Pithecanthropus Erectus, Blues and Roots, and Oh Yeah, did as much as any recordings to establish Mingus's reputation. Kevin says it's still easy to hear One Reason Why. They're about as much fun as any records he ever made.
Charles Mingus Quintet playing George Gershwin's A Foggy Day. Mingus portrayed himself in his autobiography and elsewhere as a man of turbulent passions. That's true, and they usually helped his music. But during that Atlantic period, Mingus coupled that intensity with a lightheartedness he didn't always show. There's a long taped interview with him, which makes up one of six CDs in the new Mingus box, Passions of a Man, the complete Atlantic recordings, 1956 to 61. In that interview, Mingus says, "Everybody that's creative is a ham." He said it after making the album Oh Yeah, where he sang and played piano in mock evangelical style. Mingus said he was serious when he used blues and gospel music, and the humor he brings to it doesn't undercut the experience. It enriches it with one more layer. He can be fervent and funny. Mingus loved voice-like horns and had excellent taste in saxophone players. The ones in this box include Jackie McLean, Eric Dolphy, Pepper Adams, Rosson Roland Kirk getting some of his first major exposure, and the great Texas blues man Booker Irvin. Often a pair of saxophones will blend in a thick, not quite unison line, as on the piece we just heard, Ecclesiastics. That practice looks ahead to how Ornette Coleman, John Carter, and others voiced wind instruments later. On a 1961 concert recording from Antibes, Mingus keeps combining and recombining three horns in foreground and background roles to give the illusion of a band bigger than a quintet. On drums, as always, is Danny Richmond, who Mingus taught to play from scratch. This is Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting. The soloist is Booker Irvin. Nobody whipped bands into fighting shape like Mingus. His ensembles are always crackling. Well, most always. Besides some undisputed classics, the Mingus Atlantic Box has a session by vibist Teddy Charles, some of which sounds like it was recorded underwater, and a quaint relic of the beatnik era, The Clown. That's narrated by Gene Shepherd, for good or ill, a granddaddy of all public radio storytellers. And then there's that full CD of Mingus talking, which seems excessive, but does reveal a lot about the man beside the music. It is odd that a 120-page booklet has no room for track timings or the order in which these pieces appeared on the original LPs, but does have room to plug the Mingus Big Band that plays in New York every week. It's great that people still play his tunes, and sometimes they sound very nice, but it's not like having the real Mingus among us. As a composer, he endures, but as a bassist pushing the band from behind, he's irreplaceable.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Charles Mingus' Passions of a Man, the complete Atlantic recordings, 1956 to 1961, on Rhino Records.